Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need to live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope in connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today we'll continue our series called The Adventure of It All. This is a great focus for us as we begin the adventure of 2020. Never been here before. Whole new year, a whole new opportunity to go and to grow, to become, to explore, discover, and find great meaning and knowledge and experience in our lives, great freedom. I believe this is about a connection within. This focus, it begins inside of us, the adventure of it all. It's not an external thing first, it's an internal thing. It's a connection within. It's our desires. It's listening to our heart cries for more of life, for breaking out of the same old, for going where we've not gone before, experiencing new things and new people, new cultures even. You know, life is meant to be a journey that takes us into the more of life. It's like a river we talked about last week and not a pond that is stagnant. You know, life is an adventure that will take us where we've never gone before. And for some of us, that excites us. And for some of us, that scares the blank out of us, doesn't it? And we're afraid of that. And so we avoid that because I've not done that. I don't know that. And we stay in the same old. You know, it's up to us to make the decision and keep making the decision to go forward, to let go and to discover, to trust and to go into a new season, a new opportunity, a new job maybe, new relationship. New friends, you know, just going into more of life and enjoying that. And the product of that was we're going to have internal joy. We're going to be a joyful person when we enjoy all the things that life offers us. And that's what I believe about God. He's made all things. All good things are made by him. He wants us to enjoy them and benefit from them, and the state of our being and the inspiration therein will increase in our lives, become much more healthier, and we'll be able to be a greater offering in life because we're fully alive and yet fully human. So it's this kind of a vision of more, and why the more? Why the adventure? Because it's going to benefit me and it's going to continue to help me to discover who I am and what I love and what I'm passionate about. You know, there's a great song by Sugarland, and it's called Something More. And listen to some of the lyrics. There's got to be something more, got to be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I'm going to take my chances. Taking a chance, I might find what I'm looking for. There's got to be something more. 5 years and there's no doubt that I'm burnt out. I've had enough. So now, boss man, here's my 2 weeks. I'll make it short and sweet, so listen up. I could work my life away, but why? I got things to do before I die. There's got to be something more. And then it says this, you best believe that I'm not going to wait, because there's got to be something more. Enjoy the song. It says what we wanted to say and reinforces our little talk today.
Monday, hard to wake up. Fill my coffee cup. I'm out the door. Yeah, the freeway standing still today is gonna make me late, and that's for sure.
Something more.
You know, here's a great little paragraph about adventure. And it says, our preferences for stability and security blind us to the opportunities for adventure when they present themselves. Adventures are events, dramas, and stories into which individuals and communities are swept away. Their end uncertain and their plot indecipherable. In an adventure, we become players in a larger drama that unfolds as we go. However, there is no real control over the beginning or end of the journey. We must simply choose to see it through or to opt out. And while we cannot fully predict where the adventure will take us, we do get to shape and direct the final outcomes through our action or non-action. Because of all this, an adventure fully engages the adventurer. It is packed with risk, reward, uncertainty, threat, and promise. Yeah, I really like that. It's so good to just kind of be stimulated by that, to let that be a mirror. How am I doing with all this, this whole theme of adventure, this whole theme of is life boring? Is life predictable? Is it the same old, or is it fresh and new? Is it alive? Those are the things that I want it to be alive, to have the wonder still happening inside of me, of being like a child and seeing the wow of it all each time, each new thing that we get to embrace. You know, in the Bible, it is full of imageries, and this was the history of God's people, Israel, that they were in three distinct places of life, three aspects of the journey of life that's revealed in the Bible. And the first one was Egypt, and the second one was the desert, and the third one was the promised land. And so I just want to briefly, you know, the way I look at life is that we're in these three kind of topics: Egypt, desert, and the promised land. And it's just a revolving kind of thing. We go into new cycles of this, and as we do, we grow, and as we do, we find a God who wants to help us and unpack His heart of love for us, and then that fuels us, if you will, for the journey, that we can go where we've not gone before, because we're not doing it alone. He's with us. And so here's the story. It was the history of Israel. God called Moses and said, my people who are in slavery, and they were in Egypt for 400 years. They were slaves to another people group. So Egypt is a place or a season in our lives where we find ourselves in a box, in bondage, bored, a state of disconnection, despair, a time and place where we're in touch with our hearts and we begin to cry out for freedom and help. See, the slavery or the restriction, the containment of it all, being in an Egypt-like kind of scenario, prepares our hearts for freedom. But again, that is an internal thing, and we have to hear the heart cry for freedom. This is not life. This is boring. This is killing me. This is living dead, and I need to break out of here. And when we get in touch with that heart cry in our lives, it's a spiritual thing, and then God comes, and He wants to help us. It can be a place. Egypt can be a place of spiritual connection to find God and His help, so we can move on, get out, get free. And as it was with the case of Israel, you know, Moses was the instrument and brought them out of Egypt, and God was with him and empowering him to do miracles and, so to speak, break the back of the oppressor, the Pharaoh of Egypt. And they were free. And yet Moses then was guiding them, and God was with them, leading them in and through the desert, and then with the promise of the promised land. But the desert is a distinct place, and it's a necessary place. You know, as we leave Egypt, the place of restriction and confinement and containment, of bondage maybe, as we leave the small world to go into a bigger world, to break out, you know, we're moving into a new aspect of our journey, new aspect of our person, new aspect of our spirituality too. Going forward to a new season and or place, the unknown, a promised land, promised, but we're on our way to it and not there yet. We leave the old to journey into more of our destiny, to discover more of our own inner person, our life, who we are. And the desert distinctly prepares us to take off things that we don't need anymore. It's unnecessary, things that aren't going to help us. And so in the desert, we streamline ourselves. We prioritize things. We realize what's important, what's not important. You know, I believe being in the desert, it's an inside-out journey where we make changes internally and externally. You know, leaving the old, coming into the new, getting free from what was restricting us and shackling us. And we get free to be able to journey through the desert and leave the old and come into the new. So it really helps us in transitioning these desert times that we have in life. The desert is not to be our home, but a preparation for the promised land. Reaching out and depending on the good help from God and friends is part of getting through our desert time. And so the Egypt is important, and sooner or later we're going to discover more and more Egypts, things inside of us that were stuck, we're captive from the things of the past. We were in prisons, we're in chains, so to speak. We're stuck in doing the same old, same old. And so when we recognize those things and we want to break out of Egypt, we're going into a place of unknown. And many times we have to go into a desert kind of season. And yet that prepares us. It prepares us for the promised land, which is the third one that we're talking about. It's a place of inheritance, a new season, time of promotion, of coming into the more of life, a place of reward, refreshment, advancement, new opportunities and responsibilities, time to give thanks for the help that's been given. And so we go, I believe, into these seasons of life, and it's all part of the journey where when we reach a promised land, we do all the work and walk with God and find God and his help, and he shepherds us into the adventure of a promised land. Our goals, the vision that we've had, a dream we've had, and when we go there, there's still going to be more deeper places of our heart, our life. Because remember, we always talk about that the journey of life is firstly an inward journey and then an outward journey. And so we're learning to discover who we are and get free from the things that have restricted us and robbed us. And we're learning to discover who we are. And in all this process, I like these three analogies of Egypt, the desert, and the promised land. It helps me to be kind of a guide, helping me to know where am I at right now in this season of my life, what's going on, what's my part in cooperating, and in so doing, I learn a lot about myself, about life, about God, about the journey of life. See, I believe each season of our journey can be an adventure if we have this kind of mindset and understanding. And so I want to share that because this is the stuff that really helps me, excites me. I've helped hundreds and thousands of people in my 40-something years of being a pastor and just challenging people to go for it all, to get what God has for us, to do our dreams and to continue to grow and become who we're meant to be and do what we're supposed to do. You know, you hear me say many times, this is all about discovering our destiny, doing our destiny. And in so doing, it becomes our legacy that we leave behind. Many people are watching you and me, and how are we doing life? And it's easy to conform to society and just the corporate world and whatever world you're in, and people, what they're doing, the same old, same old. And, it's so easy to lose your individuality, easy to lose that sense of adventure. Here's another great song I want to play by Eddie Vedder. It's called Guaranteed, it's just a great song, and I want you to enjoy it. So just listen to it. I'm not going to go over any lyrics on this song, but enjoy it as it's played now.
On bended knee is no way to be free. Lifting up an empty cup, I ask silently that all my destinations will accept the one that's me, so I can breathe. Circles, they grow and they swallow people whole. they say goodnight to wives they'll never know. And a mind full of questions and a teacher in my soul. And so it goes. Don't come closer or I'll have to go. Holding me like gravity are places that pull. If ever there was someone to keep me at home, in cages they bought. They think of me and my wandering, but I'm never what they thought. Got my indignation, but I'm pure in all my thoughts. I'm alive. Wind in my hair, I feel part of everywhere. Underneath my being is a road that disappears. Late at night I hear the trees, they're singing with the dead overhead. Leave it to me as I find a way to be. Consider me a satellite forever orbiting. I knew all the rules, but the rules did not know me. Guaranteed.
That's a great song. And so I hope that, you know, this is helpful for you. I hope that it's timely for you. And as it is for me, I don't take anything for granted. And I'm excited for 2020. And I don't know what it's all going to bring, but the internal sense I have and the internal excitement I have is accumulative from many years of kind of focusing on this kind of way of living with God, letting Him take me into the destiny He has for me, into the promised lands that He has for me, taking me through the hard seasons of Egypt, and then getting freed and prepared through the season of being in the desert to come into all the promises and the promised lands that He has. And I wish that for you. I wish that for you as well. So feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket. We have a community breakfast. Everyone's welcome at 9 a.m. We're always looking for volunteers to help. We cook a hot meal, and many of our homeless friends in the city are with us, and we celebrate just being a diverse community and enjoying each other and making new friends in the neighborhood, if you will. And then at 10 o'clock, we have a Christian gathering. We're Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making Him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy, upscale, vintage clothes for women and men. And profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. Have a great week.